Well, a man who's been playing particularly well in this Australian short form game in the one-day internationals and the T20s, and he does originate from this part of the world. Forget that Victorian tag. Jono Hastings, he joins us now with a big fella. G'day, Jono.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. Good to chat. Mate, you've been playing sensationally. I know you've just come out of a losing series, but how are you feeling, mate? Personally, you're playing really well.
Yes, that's as you mentioned, mate. It was disappointing to lose that series because I thought, you know, for majority of it, we played pretty well. But anyways, that wasn't to be. But, you know, look, I'm feeling okay. It's been a bit of a whirlwind the last sort of month, but, you know, I've enjoyed the ride. And the one thing I've noticed is that, you know, the guys that are in the squad at the moment, they're just so young and so willing to learn, and they've just got that aura about them that they can win from any position, and it's something that I've sort of jumped on the back of as well. And so I think Buff's done a pretty good job along with Steve Smith over the last couple of years to, you know, instill that culture. So it's been really good. It's been fantastic. I've really enjoyed my time.
Yeah. And, mate, congrats. Big thrill to be named, you know, officially named in that World 2020 team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something you always sort of have it at the back of your mind. You know, you can't set out playing cricket to try and sort of make those goals your main focus. But, you know, if you play well along the way, then hopefully those rewards come. And that's, I was lucky enough to get a game again this summer and to perform okay for Australia. And, you know, heading into it, it's going to be a massive tournament. Any tournament, you know, ICC tournament is fantastic. You've got all the countries there and everyone watching, so there's no bigger stage, and I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, Jono, within the setup, there was a lot of different players used in the three T20s, and it felt to me that the selectors weren't sure which way to go, and that's why there were a lot of players. Is that how it felt when you were playing in it?
I think so, yeah. That, you know, obviously they picked 17 to start with for the first few T20s, and you know, I think only sort of 8 or 10 guys have managed to hang on to that, so I think they were just trying to look for the combination. I think they knew what a few guys could do, so you know, they might not have picked, you know, someone like Agar or someone like that because they know what he can do. He's played before for Australia, and you know, they went in and they picked a squad that they think can do well in India, and that's all we can really go by, isn't it? I mean, that's what we have to gel together now, and we have to do Australia proud, so hopefully we can do that.
Well, you made the ultimate sacrifice moving from New South Wales to Victoria, so you deserve some success.
Yeah, left the old Hawkesbury town out there. Yeah, absolutely. Came down, so they wouldn't give me a go in New South Wales. I had to move.
I know. No,
that's the shame of it all, mate. That's the shame of it all.
It seems to be the secret to national selection, isn't it? Can't get a start for New South Wales. Move states and you get to national selection.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's a very big talent pool in New South Wales. They're very lucky.
Yeah.
Jono, tell me about your career to date, because I'm sure at times you've been confused. You opened the bowling for Australia in a test match over there in Perth, and you've had your injuries. You're probably bowling as quick as I've seen you in your career now, which says to me that you are fit. You've probably hit your straps now in your career. Do you feel as strong as you ever have?
Spot on, Slack, I think. I think going to Durham has helped me the last couple of years. Just having that continuity and that confidence in my body,
yeah,
I think is the big thing. I've always worked extremely hard on my fitness, but I probably haven't been as light as I have over the last, you know, 10 years. I think this is probably the lightest I've been. And, you know, a few guys are on that sort of low-carb diet. It sort of gets the weight down pretty quickly and you can hold it off. So I think that's probably the main difference. And obviously just, you know my game inside and out by now. 30 years old, know sort of what balls to bowl when. You're obviously going to miss execution at times, but, you know, that's part and parcel of cricket. But, you know, I feel like my game's in a really good spot, and I have worked really hard for this opportunity, and I'm glad that it's come around again, because I don't think, you know, you saw the best of me in international cricket when I was sort of 24, 25, you know, 2010, 2011, and even 2012 when I played that test. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm feeling good, and I've just got to keep that body ticking over now and hopefully can hang in there and hold my spot for a little while.
Yeah, which would be great. Geez, there was some emotion and some controversy and some ill feeling regarding the Mitch Marsh dismissal and the brouhaha, John, that followed all that. They're a tough bunch, those Kiwis, and you know, give us a gauge on the animosity.
Yeah, that was a weird one for me. I mean, there was just half an appeal, and you know, the right decision was made in the end. But I think the way the decision got to be made was the thing that got under our skin. Obviously, I just sometimes you know they want to be the big spirit of cricket in the ICC, but when it comes down to it, the series on the line, you're obviously going to take that one, aren't you? So I don't know.
The question for me, Jono, was whether that was an appeal or not, and that's the only thing that needs to be answered. And to me, the umpire didn't see or hear an appeal.
No.
And the law of the game is you have to, you know, the umpire has to say not out or out or I'm going upstairs, and that question was never asked.
He heard
exactly
the crowd.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like stifled. Yeah, it was very stifled if it was one at all.
Yeah.
So.
But you get a response from the umpire, and they never did that.
No, that's right. And you know, it's a shame to because we saw it on the big screen and went, oh, hang on, that's out. And then they did exactly the same thing. So
yeah,
it was very disappointing. Whether or not that would have saved us, I'm not sure. That probably still would have got the better of us. But it was a huge moment in the game.
Oh, massive, but. It makes us really look forward to day one of the test match starting on Friday as well, John. So it sort of adds plenty of drama and spice to the series. And, you know, us blokes in the media, we love that.
Yeah, that's what we want, isn't it?
Exactly.
Fiery clash. I'm sure there'll be plenty on it. The boys are pumped up for a big series. So. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, it's great to see you doing well, mate. Well done on your selection for the ICC World 2020 as well.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good to chat. Jono Hastings is doing sensationally at the moment.